Shalom chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad you're with me today. You're going to get to hear great music today from a group called Heart of Galilee. And earlier, I had an interview with three of them at one time. That's right, Lori Kate Lowenhar, Ilan Gorney, and Sasha Fishman. They were all on the line, and I got to talk to each one of them. You're going to love it. And of course, somebody has a chance to win a coupon for bagels. So keep listening, and I'll be right back. That is the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sittel, and I'm so glad you're listening to the program right now. Oh my goodness, did you know that Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Israel? We're a Messianic congregation. We are located at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. While you're there, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's right at Shema Israel. It's open Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 12 to 5, except this week. This week it's closed while they're all at the Messiah Conference, and it's open every Saturday after our service around 12 o'clock noon. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Berth Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Now we're going to let Jonathan Sittel finish out the song. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. Again, that was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sittel from the Sittel Gallery. That was called Shabbat Medley. Well, we're going to feature music today from the group Heart of Galilee, and this one is called Eternally Grateful. beautiful, beautiful song, Eternally Grateful. You know what I'm grateful for? 40 years ago, today, July 2nd, 1976, I invited Yeshua into my heart. I knew then that he was the Messiah and that it was a very Jewish thing to believe in a Jewish Messiah. So that's why I'm grateful. And next we've got Machane Yehuda, Heart of Galilee. Wow. You know, that's the kind of group I'd like to have, you know, that's a group I'd like to hear when I go to a Jewish wedding. I mean, that's like, you know, klezmer music, Jewish folk music. I'm just loving it. I hope you're loving it too. Right now, I want to thank Odell Chiropractic for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Yes, and let's say hello again to the group Heart of Galilee. This is Avinu Malkeinu.
Avinu Malkeinu. Chaneinu vaneinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Chaneinu vaneinu. Ki en banu.
Say,
pretty exciting. Okay, today I'm featuring the music from Heart of Galilee, and that was Laurie Kate Lonhar who sang in the beginning, and she also plays the flute. That is one talented lady, let me tell you. Again, Heart of Galilee is the name of the group, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad that you are, and guess what? Yeah, we got more music from Heart of Galilee, Leshua El Yakar. You know, sometimes when you listen to music, you can just feel the anointing on it. And just as I listened to that song, I just kind of had chills. I really feel the presence of God, you know, the presence of the Holy Spirit when I hear this music. And it ministers to me. I hope it's blessing you. Wow. Incredible. Heart of Galilee. And be sure to keep listening because you're going to hear an interview that I did with them a little over a week ago. But right now, I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor who is helping to keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Now, hallelujah, we finally have a chance to use our air conditioners. I mean, who knows? It could snow tomorrow. I know, God forbid. But really, right now, it's hot. We get to have our air conditioning on. And if you don't yet have Central Air and you're thinking about it, I want you to call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Their number is 585-889-7840. They're family-owned and operated. And they are so fair in their prices. Their customer service is outstanding. I highly recommend them. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 889-7840. And tell them that Ethel sent ya. All right. I know you want more. You want more music from Heart of Galilee. This is Hu Natan Lee. Thank you. Wow, this is so adorable. I love it. I love it. I mean, it's anointed and adorable. You know, you can be both. You can be adorable and anointed. Let's hear all about Europa Cafe. Change is in the air. The Europa Deli and Cafe, now together in one big room. They may have taken away the seating, but they haven't taken away the flavor. Now you can get delicious baked goods and pastries to go, as well as pierogies, fish, herring, and other European delicacies. The Europa Deli and Cafe is located at 1694 Penfield Road. Their phone number is 385-2040, and they're open Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 11 to 4. Come on into the Europa Deli and Cafe, and you will be so glad you did. Good. Good. I'm telling you, I love to eat, and I have eaten there, and it is indeed good. Okay, so, Rachamim Avakesh, Heart of Galilee. Here we go. Oh, that is just lovely. They are so talented. The group is called Heart of Galilee, and we're going to hear from them very soon. But right now, I got to talk about my hair. People are always telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jardé's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you and a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jardé's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jardé's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jardé's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? When a disaster occurs anywhere in the world, Israel is one of the first nations to respond. Because of terrorist attacks and wars, Israel is proficient in rapid response. Within days, Israel can install a field hospital that treats 500 patients per week. When asked why Israel gives so much when her own needs are so great, Israel responds that the Bible is clear. Like the Good Samaritan, when you see others in distress, you are not to walk by. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, you know how much fun it is to call the radio and win something? Oh my gosh, I used to do it all the time when I was younger. Well, now here's your chance. You can call 222-2990. Answer the question, who were the parents of King Solomon? 222-2990. Who were the parents of King Solomon? And if you get the answer right, you'll get a coupon for bagels. Come on now, 222-2990.
4-8 days I've been bagel free. Wow. All that matzah is getting to me.
Wow.
No bread or leaven, they're sure in heaven.
Wow.
A little bagel's what I'm waiting for.
Bagel.
Give me lots of my garlic bagel. Spread thickly too. It'll be the greatest. So gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
I am so excited. We have a winner. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Yes, shalom. Yes, my name is Raphael.
Hi, Raphael. Do you have the right answer?
I believe so.
Okay. Who were the parents of King Solomon?
David and Bathsheba.
Yay! Mazel tov. So do you like bagels?
Yes.
Well, guess what? You have just won a coupon for bagels from Bagelland.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for listening. And I hope you stay tuned now because I have a very fun interview coming up with all the guys from Heart of Galilee.
Oh, yes, I will.
Great.
I will be listening.
So make sure we get your information and I'll get the coupon out to you. And thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Yes, all right. All right, shalom.
Shalom, God bless you. All right, this is Ethel Chadwick. You are listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I'm so excited because right now you will get to hear an interview with three of the members from Heart of Galilee. Shalom, shalom. I have the privilege of welcoming to Bagels and Blessings not one, not two, but three folks from Heart of Galilee. I've got Lori and Elon, and I've got Sasha. So shalom and welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Hello.
Wow. Well, who wants to go first? Tell me a little bit about Heart of Galilee. What are you guys all about?
Well, we formed our group back in 2012, and it started as a trio, and we made our first CD back in 2012, and we've been traveling a little bit here and there in Europe, and then we added a singer to our group who is actually from St. Petersburg, Russia, so he's not here with us in Israel, and it became kind of a four-member group, and so we will be traveling here momentarily soon in July to America for the first time as a group.
That's exciting. Well, how does the Jewish community in Israel feel about your music? I know a lot of them are secular.
You know, we were privileged to play in a synagogue. It's not Orthodox synagogue, but it's a Reform synagogue. And, you know, people, they enjoyed our music. They enjoyed the atmosphere that this music created, and they didn't ask too much questions. They just were very friendly and very nice. So, you know, we play folk, Jewish folk or klezmer music. So, and this is something common, something that, you know, it goes to the roots of European Jews. And people here, many people like this music. And also we find that people abroad like this music too.
Well, you can always reach people with music, I think, sometimes more than you can with words. I mean, speaking, not words, singing, but like music, singing and music and instruments, as opposed to just talking to people. I think you can reach people more that way.
And now it's Elon talking, so I want to tell you that most of our music, or at least half, it's instrumental. So it's without lyric, and I think it's international, so everyone can touch his heart, you know, and feel free and enjoy himself, and we have a lot of people all over the world that's starting to know us now, so it's moving.
Wow. And you really feel like the Lord is blessing your ministry and giving you more and more opportunities?
That's what is happening. And we are open to serve different communities, different churches. And we were privileged to play in many different denominations. And it's really exciting experience.
And how did you all meet each other?
Well, we live in a small town, and it's called Kiryat Tivon. And so we met, I would say, about, I think, the end of 2011, and we were a part of a congregation. That's kind of how we met, in a small congregation near Kiryat Tivon. And Sasha came on board to lead music, And we just found that we had a lot of common interests between us and saw that we loved the music that we were doing in the fellowship, and we wanted to kind of add to it a little bit and kind of make the music more of our own and then be able to share it with so many. And that was the idea then that came from the CD, because people like the music from Israel. They like the melody. Some of them are very familiar, and they like to sing. But then we kind of go further and take it a little bit with a different, you know, like a different melody. Sometimes we do something that just livens it up or softens it. And but it all comes from the heart and with a message, because most of it comes from Scripture. So, which leads now into our next CD that we are working on right now, which is called A Song to My God. And I would say probably about half of the songs were written by Sasha, our leader. And so we're real excited about that, because we have one song that's called Esther and Mordechai. And I know that one of the songs we sent you is called Mechane Yehuda, which is Camp of Judah. But, of course, most people that have been to Israel would say, oh, but I know that. I'm familiar with the...
Mechane Yehuda. Yeah, actually, it's a name of market in Jerusalem. And, yeah, so we trying to connect the past and the present. We're trying to connect the culture and the spiritual inheritance of the Bible. So, you know, we are from different backgrounds. Lori was born in the United States. I was born in Russia. It was Soviet Union in that time. Ilan is Israeli. So I think we all together, we are kind of message by ourselves. So that's the idea.
Yeah.
Do you guys sometimes get to play in the streets?
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Well, what about safety?
Before there was an international cinema in Haifa, and we came there, and we had a few coins, so we can drink coffee later, you know? Two coffees and one cake after, like, 4 hours.
Such a deal. Now, what about safety in Israel? You know, we hear a lot about what's going on over there, and we hear about bombs going off and terrorism, and do you feel safe?
Look, we are thankful to the Lord that He is protecting us, our area, our families, and safety and peace in Israel. It's something that we all should pray about. And so we want to encourage believers to pray for Israel and for revelation. Okay, no, we don't have peace inside of us. That's the problem. And peace outside is just a matter of, you know, it's just it's a consequence that. People of Israel, we need to reach peace with our God. Until we don't do this, we cannot enjoy a real peaceful life.
Yes.
You asked about what's happening currently right now, and we hear a lot of the, you know, with the attacks, mostly in the center or in Jerusalem. So where we live in Kiryat Tivon, which is northern in the Galilee, it's very quiet here. Now, that doesn't always mean it's going to be like that, but thankfully, yes, it's quiet. We, you know, we live as like everybody else, you know, every day working, and we have, yes, we have very good Arab neighbors. We have a lot of Arab villages here near us, and we definitely love their food, and the people here near Tivon love being here. They have Israeli flags in their restaurants, and I think that you can see that we coexist together, and that's how it should be. and more people should see that, and more people should come to Israel and experience that as well. So part of our message through the music is to encourage people in Europe and now going to America to come to Israel and be blessed. Here, my husband, Elon, would like to add something.
Okay.
Look, I'm a salesman, so I wanted to sell ourselves a little bit, if you don't mind.
No, I was going to ask you about, you know, how we can get a hold of your music. So, yeah, tell me more.
I need to do something about it. So, because we'll be in the States, you know, in July, and we have, like, how many concerts we have? We have 10 concerts, and Lori is the organizer and the marketing of all the group. She can tell you where we will be or send you the stuff, and maybe it will be a blessing to see everyone that wants to hear us.
Sounds like a good plan. I like that. I like that very much. I had a question also. For those people that want to get your music, what is the best way to do that?
Well, we're working on our website right now, which probably, which I can announce to you here on the radio, you know, so that people can go and find it and they can write to us on the website. And also, of course, through Facebook, all they have to do is type Heart of Galilee, and then they can find us on YouTube. They can hear the music there. So we're just now finishing the website where, you know, we'll have a few songs from our first CD and another song from our upcoming CD available. And then they can contact us and we can send them a CD as well.
So should they just do a search right now for Heart of Galilee?
Yes, they can in here.
Okay, so right now the best way to get some impression about our music is to go to YouTube. And we have a couple of music videos there, but even more preferable way is to come to our concert, because you know it's a live experience.
Yes, we're actually starting in Philadelphia, and we're moving around to Virginia and Maryland, and Ohio and Indiana. So it's a pretty wide range of locations. So those who are listening to the program might see, oh, okay, and then they can go to our website, and there's a list of our itinerary there, and then they can see if there's a place close by, and come, because we'd love to meet anybody who's interested in coming and fellowshipping with us. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, we have we do have our CDs also in America, and so we can send them easily from there, and that's how we've been doing it so far.
And, Lori, I know I had you on the program once before, but for those listeners that didn't hear that program, can you just briefly tell me again, how did you guys come up with the name Heart of Galilee?
Well, it was mostly my husband. my husband had a lot to do with it, because we were trying to incorporate the place where we were living and something that would, because we live in the Galilee, and we're kind of in the heart of the Galilee, and actually you can see, I've learned this recently, looking at the Sea of Galilee, actually kind of looks like the human heart. And so somebody actually mentioned that to me, and I said, you're right. And so it kind of has that meaning, but also just because we're from the center. Here, Sasha wants to add.
Yes.
I want to add something about the name. You know, when my friends came up with this idea, with this name, Heart of Galilee, you know, I didn't like this idea.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Yeah. So, you know, you are a journalist, and I want to do something interesting. You know, I want to put some intrigue.
We're going to spice it up a little bit here.
Exactly. So first, I didn't like the idea. It was, you know, too obvious. It was too obvious for me. You know, I'm an artist, and I'm trying to do something that's, you know, interesting and not obvious. But actually, after a certain time, I understood that it's a very deep name, because God put his only son to live here in Galilee. He didn't put him to live in Jerusalem, but here in Galilee. And Galilee was a simple place for simple people, no regular, normal sinners. And this is something about his heart, that he wants to bring his salvation and message about his love and eternal life to people. Okay, not to religious center, but to usual people. And
yes,
it's very deep and touching for me. And that's how I really, you know, I like it. I felt in love with this name.
Aww.
Finally. Reconciliation came
yeah.
to my mind.
Well, you know, Sasha, while I've got you on the line, I wanted to know about, how do you know how to write music? Have you always been a musician? Like, is this just a gift God gave you? Or did you take lessons as a child? Or?
Okay, so we all have different different backgrounds. We play different instruments. Lori was trained as a classical musician. Ilan also had some training in like music school as a drummer. As a kid, I had no any training. I just I was listening to mostly to British and American rock music, and actually I studied from these guys. And when I grew up, I learned, you know, better and better to understand music. Finally, I got my musical education. So today we have different backgrounds, but we have something in common. And I think that different backgrounds, it helps to enrich our music, helps to make it more diverse.
And you all make beautiful music together.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So how would you like us to be praying for you guys at this time?
Well, first of all, this is a ministry that God continues to open doors for us, because we never would have imagined that, you know, it's a part-time thing for us. We all work full-time jobs in Israel, so we can see that God is using the music to, you know, to share his message with so many people in Europe. So that's why we're excited about now the opportunity in America. So we would just like to continue to pray for
for more opportunities to share our faith.
I didn't get the last thing you were saying. Sorry.
Okay. So this is Sasha, and I took the initiative. So we performed a lot in Europe. We are going to perform in the United States, and we performed in churches and for believers. So now I feel that we need to find the way how to reach people here in Israel. We need to talk to our people. We need to share with our people the message about Yeshua, the Messiah, our King. He's the King of Jews, and that's what we want to do. We wanted to share with our brothers our faith. That's it.
Yes.
We also, I would add to that, you know, all of us, because we have our families and our children here, we also have a son that's active in the Army. He is in a special Golani unit, and he just finished his training, so he's officially a soldier and working, you know, for protecting the country. And we are grateful for everyone's prayers for the Israeli Army. And, of course, we want to pray for our families here, for our relatives, you know, that don't know the Lord. We just want to be a light here in the nation. We want to shine, and we want people to know why we have the joy and why we have the hope in him. Because there's so many, after going through all these terrible things in the country, they just don't have it, or they're so discouraged. So, you know, and because we all work our jobs, we're with people on a daily basis. And I'm a music teacher, so I get to be with a lot of children and a lot of teachers in various schools. And it's just great to be able to share my enthusiasm for my homeland and tell them they know that I go and I travel. So that's basically what we would love, for people to pray for us, and we'd be grateful.
Absolutely. And I also want to add that we'll be praying for traveling mercies as you set out on this journey and have these concerts. And I want to encourage the listeners to check out one of these concerts. And God bless you guys. How exciting.
Thank you. Well, I would like to share the website so that if somebody would like to go there and they can find us there, you know, with our music and our itinerary. Should I tell you what it is?
Sure.
Okay. It is www.heartofgalilee.wix, that's W-I-X, .com/home. It's a little long because it's Wix is through it's an Israeli company, and they do a great job providing websites here. So it's kind of a plug on for an Israeli website company. So again, it's www.heartofgalilee.wix.com/home.
Sounds good to me. And of course, with my last name being Chadwick, it makes you think of the Chadwicks, you know. So that's wonderful. Well, thank you guys for chatting with me. It's not every day that I get to speak to several members of a group all at once. So this has been a real honor for me.
Well, we just thank you for giving us the opportunity. And now, in closing, we would like to sing for you
something
very short.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
Okay, so here we go.
All right. Oh, that was great. Yay. Thank you guys so much. I'm so blessed.
Well, thank you too.
We'll talk soon, and thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings.
And that was my interview with the members of Heart of Galilee. And right now, we've got time for the Klezmer Messianic Medley. Some exciting things coming up you might want to put on your calendar right now. On Saturday, July the 23rd, Ted Pierce, Messianic recording artist, is going to be at Shemai Israel, 1326 North Winton Road. And you're going to want to come out because he's a very anointed man of God. So that'll be for our 10 o'clock in the morning service. Again, that's July 23rd. Come on out to Shemai Israel to see and hear Ted Pierce. And you might have heard some mention or read about the Messiah Conference. It's going on this coming week. And if you'd like to sort of be in on it without having to go all the way to Pennsylvania, every night, starting Sunday night, you can go to www.mjaa.org and you can go to their live streaming. There are speakers and concerts every single